You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian benchmark indices closed in the red on Monday, ending a three-session streak of gains. The Nifty fell by 0.13%, while the Sensex dropped by 0.27%. India's IT giants Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, and Infosys have seen a significant decline in their younger workforce over the past couple of years. According to an analyst by Mint's IT correspondent Jas Bardia, the share of employees under 30 at TCS has decreased from 59% in FY22 to 50.3% in FY24. Similarly, Infosys has seen a drop from 60% to 55% during the same period. This trend is not due to AI replacing jobs, but rather the IT sector slowdown in hiring following a period of subdued growth. Analysts note that both companies, along with others like Cognizant and Wipro, have a substantial portion of their workforce based in India. TCS and Infosys are particularly transparent about their young employee demographics. Just last week, Nvidia briefly surpassed Apple to become the world's second most valuable company, reaching a market capitalization of $3.013 trillion. This milestone left Nvidia's CEO and shareholders in high spirits, but also raised concerns among analysts about the company's future trajectory. What's behind Nvidia's meteoric rise? According to Mint's Souvik Das, it's all about AI. As AI technology like OpenAI's ChatGPT gained prominence, Nvidia's GPUs, for long a favorite among gamers, became essential for major companies globally. This surge in demand has placed Nvidia in a favorable position. Its chips are now a year-long wait list, allowing the companies to set up premium prices. India is on the brink of a significant boost in international air travel. The government is considering green-lighting more international flights due to a surge in demand, sparking a mix of reactions within the aviation industry. AXA Air and several foreign airlines are in favor of increasing flight rights. But Air India is strongly opposed. Discussions which began pre-election are focusing on potential increases to destinations where flights are already at capacity, such as Dubai or Qatar. This could lead to more air traffic and more options for travelers. However, the impact on India's carriers is a major concern. While newer airlines like AXA are eager for the expansion, fearing that limited flights can lead to skyrocketing debates. Airlines like Emirates and Saudia are also pushing for more access, arguing that the current caps are no longer reflected to the growth in air travel, especially from the booming Indian diaspora. Mint's aviation correspondent Anush Sharma and Mihir Mishra report on the evolving landscape of Indian aviation. Maniraj Pattamsetty, a mechanical engineering graduate from Bengaluru, hoped Simple Learn Solutions' job guarantee program would be his highway to a new career in data science. Despite investing over 2 lakhs and completing a 6-month course, Pattamsetty worked himself working a customer support role in BPO, earning far less than promised, without any job offers in his field of studies. Simply Learn, valued at $600 million and backed by Blackstone, has assured Pattamsetty and others a job with a minimum salary of 5 lakh rupees per year post-completion, with a full refund if they fail to secure employment. However, 2 years later, only 271 out of 900 enrollees landed jobs through the program. Many like Pattamsetty feel cheated, having invested significant amounts into an education that didn't pay off as expected. Mint startup correspondent Sameeksha Goel reports on the situation, which has led to numerous complaints, with some students considering legal actions against Simple Learn. The company, however, has stopped the program and moved on, leaving many students grappling with debt and disappointment. This scenario underscores the challenges within the edtech sector, where aggressive sales tactics and overpromising can lead to significant consumer dissatisfaction. As Xiaomi marks a decade in India next month, the tech giant remains daunted by Indian government's cautious stand towards Chinese components. In an interview with Mint's tech correspondent Shovik Das, Xiaomi India's president, Murali Krishna B, outlined the company's ambitious three-year strategy to solidify its brand presence and enhance local manufacturing efforts. Despite past market dominance, a recent sales dip has spurred Xiaomi to implement a robust recovery strategy. This includes revamping its image in the premium segment, enhancing its ecosystem of devices, and balancing sales across online and offline platforms. In an industry where local sourcing and manufacturing are increasingly crucial, Xiaomi claims that nearly half of its non-secular components, including key elements like camera modules, and procure locally. This effort aligns with ongoing discussions to encourage Xiaomi's supply chain partnership to establish operations in India and further deepening its local integration. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.